This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. At least two other child medical abandonment cases are being added to Charlie Gard's story as other families struggle against medical systems to seek experimental treatment commonly offered U.S. children faced with developmental issues. An op-ed piece at Life News from William Estrada shows how U.S. rejection of the UN Treaty on the supposed rights of the child leaves U.S. parents and children safer than those in places like Britain. There is now more evidence that language learning begins in the womb. The Mayo Clinic has long offered that a sense of hearing begins at about 18 weeks. This study from the University of Kansas found babies at 36 weeks gestation making distinctions between languages with different rhythms. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. When we grow, we learn when and how to call 911. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Planned Parenthood is celebrating that, after last week's vote in the U.S. Senate, you still fund their abortion business. If the Texas House has its way, state abortionists will join the rest of the medical community in offering accurate stats on surgical complications, like botched abortions. And a report is being prepared showing that the effort to decriminalize premature death in assisted suicide is losing steam, even as assisted suicide advocates are trying harder to pass new state legislation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.